So we got this message from Eric, who kind of wants to know if what he did makes him a weird person.
Hey, Ben and Kelly.
Uh-huh.
Random, but I wanted to know if I'm the only one who did this.
Okay.
When I was little, I created an imaginary friend in my brain.
Mm-hmm.
I was convinced that he was a real person,
mm-hmm.
had conversations with him.
Mm-hmm.
We wrestled, played together, played mm-hmm. basketball against one another.
Mm-hmm.
Then one day, when I decided I didn't need him anymore,
yeah,
I had him killed.
Oh.
He was hit by a garbage truck.
Oh.
I'm not making any of this up. Am I a weird person? Do kids still do this these days? Is the imaginary friend thing still a thing? Thanks, Eric.
Did your kids ever have imaginary friends?
No.
I don't think mine did either. I don't think I did.
I don't think I did either. That's really not the thing I'm concentrating on here. Why did we need to kill him off?
It's kind of like
with such a specific scenario.
It's kind of like a kid with a pacifier, where
yes.
you send the pacifier up in a balloon, and it's kind of like, this is the end.
We decorated a box and mailed it to the pacifier fairy.
So, Eric, you could have decorated your friend in a box and mailed it to the imaginary friend fairy.
Sent him off to play with another kid. Who needed him?
But maybe
you killed him by hitting him with a garbage truck in your brain?
It's like a sitcom
yes.
or a series where it's like, okay, this actor is not being renewed for the next season.
It's how they killed George in Grey's Anatomy.
Oh,
spoiler alert.
Wow. Wow. I'm making my way through season two right now. Dang.
I'm sorry.
What's the statute of limitations on dropping spoilers?
Nobody knew who he was till the end of the episode, and then Meredith did. Oh, gosh, the spoilers continue.
Oh, well, I can do that, too. Bruce Willis was dead the entire time. Two can play that game, Kelly.
What other spoilers can we put out there?
This is crap.
You know what? Darth Vader is Luke's father.
Hang on. You need to just quit. You need to quit.
Okay. Sorry.
Gwyneth Paltrow's head was in a box.
Oh, what's in the box? What's in the box? Oh my god, that was violent.
Sorry,
that
Eric.
That took a violent turn.
Well, Eric started it.
Sorry, Eric did start it.
Literally murdered his imaginary friend.
Yes. Oh
well,
my
Well, no,
gosh.
Sorry. Murder is a strong word.
Yes.
He didn't murder the imaginary friend.
Also, Ross is the father
again,
of Rachel's baby.
Hang on. We're going too fast. We're actually going to reveal some sort of spoiler that is legit.
Warp speed spoilers.
I know. We're giving
very old references.
Spoilers. We're giving the end to some great series and movies.
Ooh, more Friends trivia. What's the name of Ross and Rachel's baby?
Helen.
Emma!
Oh.
Oh my gosh. This is fun. Let's toss out some more iconic spoilers. Are you listening?
So, wanting to know if there are still imaginary friends. Connor rolls in with a voice note.
Yes, that still goes around.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Connor.
Okay, good. Yeah, see, that's not the part I'm really concentrating on here with Eric's situation. It's just the fact that he felt the need to kill off his imaginary friend by running him over with a garbage truck in his brain, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, why can't you just, like, say a fond farewell and say thank you so much. I've had so much fun playing with you. I think there's another kid that might need to spend some time with you. And then, like, so long, friend.
Jack dies.
So long, pal. Jack dies. Oh, because there was room on the door!
Listen, I felt some sort of way when you gave me a spoiler on the whatever that show was that you were talking about.
Yeah, it was Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, I was really invested. I was really invested in that movie.
Sorry, it was George. He got hit by a bus. Nobody recognized him to the end of the episode, and it was Meredith. Oh, gosh. Sorry. I didn't mean to spoil that for you.
Oh.
But yes, maybe, right. maybe Eric, not weird that you had an imaginary friend. It was a little odd
weird that you had
you
to
felt the need to murder him.
Again, he didn't get murdered.
On.
He just.
Well, he did kind of murder him in his brain.
He just imagined that he got hit by a garbage truck.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Which, again, wouldn't that make you sad if you loved hanging out with this imaginary friend?
You'd think.
For all this time, how about you just give him a high five and, like, graduate on and say, hey, yeah. go spend time with another kid that needs you.
That's right.
So long, pal. Like Woody and the toy sitting on the porch saying goodbye to
wait,
Andy.
Wait, what do you mean?
Oh, God,
too many spoilers. Too many spoilers. Too many spoilers. Next, you're going to tell me Nemo's mom died.
Oh, dang it. What?
Hey, what other spoilers can we drop?
That is a fun game.
Can we drop any more spoilers?
Well, I mean, let's name all the moms that were died in all the Disney movies. Bambi's mom, Snow White, Cinderella's.
Wait.
Clearly, Disney has an issue with moms.
Wait.
All of their stories of single parents, mostly. Okay.
You ready for another spoiler?
Okay, sure, why not? Oh, God, yeah. Derek got hit by a car in Grey's Anatomy. Sorry, that's another spoiler down the road. Derek gets hit by a car. And, oh, my God. And he was trying to be a hero and rescue and save somebody. Who else?
Gwyneth Paltrow was better off catching her boyfriend cheating in Sliding Doors.
Oh, wow. That was a little more obscure. Has everybody seen that movie?
Oh,
I'm not sure everyone saw that one.
Did I drop a spoiler that no
Might
one cared about?
Might have been a B-movie. Yeah. I don't think that was as iconic of a blockbuster as some of these others.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Derek did get hit by semi-truck. Oh, God! Oh, wow. Yeah.
All right. Well, that was fun. Hey,
okay, that was fun.
Thanks.
We started with an imaginary friend with
Eric. I don't know.
Okay. So, Eric, I think you're fine. Yes, we did cover Bruce Willis was dead. Yes, yes.
I know. There were so many people that are rolling in with that.
Sure did. He was dead the whole time. Yep. Yep.
Oh, shoot. All right. We got to move on.
Eric, I think you're fine. I just maybe don't tell a bunch of people that you had an imaginary friend that you killed off in your brain.
Oh, gosh. They're wanting more Grey's Anatomy. Spoilers from How McDreamy Dies.
Plane crash. Remember the plane crash?
No, I don't. Because I told you, I'm rolling through season two already. And George is already.
Big plane crash. She says goodbye to Lexi and just rips her heart out.
Oh.
The plane crash was really bad for a lot of people in the show. Yeah. Tony Stark is Iron Man. Yes, Tony the Welder. Thank you.
Hang on a second.
And Peter Parker is Spider-Man. Which, by the way, the new trailer just dropped for Brand New Day. It's on our website. Oh, it's always going to be too soon to talk about Derek dying. Yes, Katie, I'm sorry. Yes, the shark dies in Jaws. Thanks, Tony. The shark dies.
Tyler Durden was never actually a thing in Fight Club.
Yes, correct.
He was just an imagination.
Figment of the imagination. But thank you for making him look like Brad Pitt.
Verbal Ken is Kaiser Soze. Stop. I'm going off rails here.
In the movie Taken, he always finds the missing person.
Okay. All right. Seriously.
That's great.
This show is the biggest ADD show in the world.
A little bit. I know, Beth. It is a little too soon with McSteamy because of Eric Dane. Yes. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
But I love the fact that my daughter is now discovering Grey's Anatomy and working her way through it. So I'm going back
so
and
rewatching
it. So you
spoiled it for her.
Sorry. Yeah, I did. Well, she's not listening.
Oh.
It's fine.
All right.
It's fine.
All right. Well, we're moving on. Thanks, Eric, for getting us on this this little.
Shelby says a girl in a nightgown always does die first in the horror movies. Okay.
But that's very
getting a little more obscure.
I was going to say that's
we're
a very
for specific spoilers.
Yeah. We need like specific movies.
Okay, I'll go get Drew Barrymore dies in Scream first.
Oh gosh.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry. We're going way back because now we're on what Scream 7. 9? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. All right. We can be done. Thanks.
That was fun, though.